Yerushalmi Parak Beis Halacha Aleph. In the first parak, had spoken about the din of a Tosef Shvias, of the extra Shvias that we have to keep in the 6th year. We're not allowed to do certain work on the ground in the 6th year. This parak is going to continue talking about many things about Tosef Shvias, but the first Mishnah is going to switch from the first parak had been speaking about Tosef Shvias in a state eel on a field of trees, and had certain din into it. And now our Mishnah says, "Ad emes ha'choshim stei ha'lovan erev shvias." Until when could you plant? Could you plow a stei lovan before shvias? A stei lovan means to say is a field that's used for growing grains, or beans, or things like that. So it's not a field of trees. It's a field. It's more of a vegetable field. So until when can you plow that kind of a field on the year before shvias, in the 6th year? So the Tanakhama says, "Mishet tichla halecha." From when it stops being wet, which is to say, in Eretz Yisrael, it rains only during the winter time. So at the end of the winter, when the rain stops, the ground stops being wet. It may be there's water soaked into the ground, but at the top layer of the ground, it's no more moisture, and therefore, people stop planting. The Mishnah is understanding that people only plant when the ground is still wet from those rains. So the ground stops being wet, and it continues in describing calls as long as people are still plowing to be able to plant different kishum and dilum, two different kinds of gourds and cucumbers, two different of those kinds of vegetables. In other words, when you're planting, when you're plowing a field for vegetables or for grains, you plow in preparation for planting. And since you have to plant while the ground is still moist, it's still wet, so you can only plow that. You can only plant when the ground is wet, so you only plow when the ground is wet. So therefore, you're allowed to be chayrish until that point. If you're going to plow afterwards, then we think you're plowing for the 7th year. You're not plowing for the 6th year anymore because the 6th year planting is over. So you must be plowing for the 7th year. That's Tosef Shvias and it's usher. So as long as you can plow, as long as it's for the 6th year, which means it's until the ground stops being wet. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Nasata Teres Kolecha Re'echa B'yadei. You're making it a subjective decision for everybody to decide how wet the ground is. Is it still wet or is it not wet? So it can't be that. Shear El Besode Alavan on Pesach, but rather the shear for a stay alavan, a field like this, can be planted until Pesach. That's the time, meaning that's the end of the rainy season. That's when it stops being, basically that's the time when it stops being wet. At that point you could plow until that point. Ubesteha Elon on a terrace. When you're plowing a field of trees, that was what the first parak had been about. Then in the field of trees, you could do it until Shavuos, because over there the plowing is not to plant something. The trees are already there. There you're just moving the dirt around in a way that helps the moisture get soaked in better into the ground. So that works even for moisture that's deeper into the ground, and that works for a stay ilon also. So the Gemara says like this: Ad emes v'chashon. To when can you plant? That's what the Mishnah talked about. To when can you plant the stay ilon? So who's the Tanakhama who says that it depends on how long the ground is wet? So the Yerushalmi answers, Rav Meir, he gets Rav Meir, the Stamish says Rav Meir, so that Tanakhama is Rav Meir. So affecting Gemara, Rav Meir, Kabe Shammai, Rav Shimon, Kabe Shilal, I'm sorry, Rav Meir, the Yerushalmi continues, Rav Meir, Kabe Shammai, Rav Shimon, Kabe Shilal. Rav Meir of our Mishnah is like Kabe Shammai, and Rav Shimon is like Kabe Shilal. What does that mean? If we turn back to the first mission of the first parak, there had been a machlokes how long you could plow a stei ilon, and Beishamai had said you could plow it as long as it's good for the field. He gave a more subjective time that depends on how long it's good for the field. That's similar to what Rav Meir said, that you can do it until it stops being wet, until people stop planting these kind of vegetables. And Beis Hillel had said that no, the time is until Shavuos. It's a set amount of time until Shavuos. And that's along the lines of Rav Shimon, who says there's a set time. It's not subjective. That depends on what people, how they view it and how they think what's going on. It doesn't change from year to year. It's a set amount of time until Shavuos. So Rav Meir is like Beis Hillel, and Rav Shimon like Beis Hillel. So of course, Rav Shimon is. Was that reasonable that we would have a Mishnah of Rav Meir saying like Beis Shammai and Rav Shimon like Beis Hillel? Meaning, we don't pass like, we never pass like Beis Shammai, so would Rav Meir say like Beis Shammai? And further, would the Mishnah leave that as if that's the accepted halacha, that's the Tanakhama, without any name, as if that's accepted that we called Beis Shammai, does that make sense that we should say like that? So the Gemara says, no, you're right, that's not correct. El Rameir Commissioner Rishayna, Rav Shim Commissioner Chayna. There's really a different argument going on. If you remember, in the Gemara had said, Yerushalmi had said about the way back at the beginning of the first parak, that originally there was such a din that Tosfos Shvi'is, you were not allowed to do Chavishadim Tosfos Shvi'is. That's called, we call it here the Mishnah Rishonim, the original way the Mishnah would have said it. And then came along Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, and they were Mavato that din, and said there's no more din of Tosfos Shvi'is. So Rabbi Meir holds, like the Mishnah Rishonim, Rabbi Meir holds that it's usher to do, or he's going within that sphere of time, that it's usher to do it's usher to do Harisha in Tosfos Shvi'is. And therefore, Rav Meir says, if it's usher to do at that time, we could just make a set shear that everyone could go until Pesach. Maybe it gets dry, the land dries up before that. We have to give the shear the truth. The truth is that the shear is until the land stops being moist. If it would be before Pesach, a week before Pesach, or 2 weeks before, that's when time's going to have to stop. So Rav Meir is going according to the Mishnah Rishonim. Rav Shimon, Commissioner Achoyin, Rav Shimon is going once, because we had already been mevatel the din of Tosfos Shvi'is. So really, there is no din of Tosfos Shvi'is. It's just a chumrah that Rav Shimon is saying, it's only a chumrah to keep Tosfos Shvi'is. If it's a chumrah to keep Tosfos Shvi'is, so for that, we can already make a set time and say it's always until Pesach. So the machlokes is not the same machlokes as Shammai Beisilo. The machlokes is whether you are trying to say that we're going like the Mishnah Rishonim, that there's still an Isser of Tosfos Shvi'is, or we're going like the Mishnah Achorin, that there's not really an Isser, it's just a chumrah. So in fact, Shammai Vechena, Sina, Masisin, Reb Meir, Commissioner Rishonim, Reb Shimon, Commissioner Achorin. So does that also make logical that Reb Meir is going with Mishnah Rishonim, Reb Shimon is in Mishnah Achorin? I mean, either one part, the way we say it is that what looks like a machlokes in the Mishnah is one of Mishnah Rishonim, one of Mishnah Achorin, or other says is Reb Meir, are we going to pin Reb Meir on the Mishnah Rishonim? The din is not like the Mishnah Rishonim. We don't pass like that anymore. Nowadays, we don't have Tosfos Shvi'is. So why would we attach Reb Meir to a Shita, attach Reb Meir to a Shita that's not Mahalachas? We say Reb Meir is saying like that. That also doesn't seem logical. Ella, the Gemara finally answers, Reb Meir Shanya Machlokes, Reb Shimon Shanya Kedev Rakol. The Rishonim is answering that there's really an argument about whether Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel themselves have an argument. And it goes as follows. Really, our Mishnah is a continuation of that first Mishnah. And really what it says as follows. Reb Meir's, the Mishnah is read as follows. Reb Meir said, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have an argument in the first Mishnah as to whether by a state Elon do you plow until it gets, till it's no good for the trees anymore, or do you have until Shavuos? That's what he says is the Machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And therefore, Reb Meir continues in this Mishnah to say, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have the same machlokes about a stay lovin', that Beis Shammai would say, you had Mishatich Lahalecha until the ground stops being wet. And of course, then Beis Hillel would say until Pesach. So according to Reb Meir is the person who said that first Mishnah of the first parak, and then he said the beginning of this Mishnah, and he said, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai about these two cases. That's what Reb Meir says. So to read the words of the Rishonim again, Reb Meir Shanya Machlokes, Reb Meir holds, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as to whether there's a set time for when you have to stop plowing, or it depends on the year and depends on how people judge it. For Reb Shimon Shanya Kedivakal, when Reb Shimon says at the end of our Mishnah that the stay 11 out of Pesach, stay 11 out of Tzeres, he's going back on both Mishnahs. He's saying no, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not argue about that at all. There was no machlokes about it. They both, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agreed that there's a set time for when the Isser happens. So the first Mishnah and the beginning of our Mishnah were all Reb Meir, within Shitas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, saying that there is a machlokes, and Reb Shimon is saying that there was never a machlokes, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that there's a set time. And there's a inference to that in our Mishnah, because Reb Shimon says, "Bestay eleven on Pesach, bestay eleven on Tzeres." Why does he say both of those things? Our Mishnah only talked about a stay eleven, so implying that Reb Shimon is going back on both Mishnahs to say that in the stay eleven, it's that in both Mishnahs I disagree with you. In stay eleven, everyone agrees that it's out of Pesach, bestay eleven on Tzeres. Okay, so that's hi. And now the words hi. Man tan ad emes echoshu stay eleven erev shvius. Reb Meir, who's the one who said that you can chayrish stay love on until Shvi'is? All of that is Reb Meir. Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, everybody, meaning Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both agree that they have until Shvi'is. Okay, Kozman, now that you're talking, Kozman, as long as people are still planning for the 6th year, So the Yerushalmi had said, you, according to the beginning of our Mishnah, they had said you could plow stay lovon until there's no more moist, no more wetness on the ground, and people are not are when it goes until the time when people stop plowing in order to plant different kinds of gourds. So the Yerushalmi explains, "Lo yisayish davar b'sheyish le'makshon mudla." It doesn't have to be talking about that the person himself has those kind of plants to plant. That he's planning on putting in these different kinds of gourds and cucumbers, and that's not what he has in mind. Ella, afilu mi'acher shebini adam asidim lita b'makshos u'madlois mutter. As long as it means this, as long as there are people who would still plant gourds and cucumbers in this time, that's when he's allowed to plant too. But it doesn't have to be that he personally is the plant of those things. It's showing a level of moisture in the ground. It doesn't mean that he has to actually be planting those. Okay. Then the Yerushalmi continues. Amar Shimon, Nasat the Torah is called Echad Echad Biyadet. You made that each person was going to decide when he can plant. And Yerushalmi explained, Ze'ar Mekol Lecha. One person is going to say that the wetness went away. Shali, I'm sorry, the Kol Lecha Shali. Another person is going to say, no, the wetness did not go away. So in other words, you're making it too subjective that each person will look at it their own way. And then Yerushalmi says, Elva stay alone on a Pesach, hope stay even on a Tzeres. Stay alone goes to Pesach, stay even on a Tzeres. Why? Ma ben Sardar love and a stay alone. What's the difference between the Sardar love and a stay alone? Why does one get a less amount of time than the other one? Yerushalmi explains, stay alone, I day shahu asid lezerah kitchila. In a stay alone, it's you're plowing in order to plant in the future. You're going to be planting a new plant in the future. So it has to be, the ground has to still be wet because you only plant things when the ground is wet. So therefore, you only get until Pesach because until then, the ground is wet and you could still plant things. I will stay at Elon. When you're plowing a stay Elon, a field of trees, it already has the trees planted in it. So the plowing is not in a preparation for planting. The plowing is to help the existing plants. And so should the hay, halecha kemis, the word they take out. And it's also the hay, halecha kemis. You don't have to have that it's wet right now. You just have to have that there's a certain amount of moisture in the ground. You don't have to mean that it's actually wet now because you're planting for you're plowing for an existing plant.